So how can a pretzel cause you to fall off the couch when you're watching a football game with your dogs on a Sunday afternoon? Dr. William Ravitch joins us now. He's clinical director of the Swallowing Center at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. Dr. Ravitch, help explain this for us. What in this situation, when you run into it in your practice, what has happened now when something, they say, goes down the wrong way and somebody faints?
Okay. The way swallowing problems could result in loss of consciousness, which I gather is what one thing that everybody's agreed upon, is that food can obstruct the airway and prevent you from breathing, in which case usually you would turn blue. Second way would be for food sticking on the way down to promote pain, discomfort in response to it sticking. And that can cause a vasovagal reaction, which is a term I've heard used here.
Now, what is the vasovagal reaction?
It's a sudden drop in blood pressure, usually provoked by an episode of stress, either emotional or physical stress, including pain. It's a type of thing that happens when a person sees blood and faints as a result of seeing blood. It also occurs in severe pain. A person might faint as a result of pain. That's usually a vasovagal reaction. And what happens is that the nerves respond to that stress by dropping the blood pressure. The muscles controlling blood pressure relax. Blood pressure drops. And you usually lie down or fall down because the blood pressure drops. And at that point, the stress episode is over. You are lying flat. The blood again goes to the brain. And you recover fairly quickly.
And you wake back up.
Now,
it's not, we had heard it surmised that it was pressure on a nerve that somehow caused this.
Well, the third, that's if there's pain. And usually a person would, when they woke up, remember that episode. Remember that was painful. And also remember that it began with food sticking. And the third way, and it's a rare phenomenon, but you could induce a syncopal episode, a loss of consciousness, because of coughing. There's something called cough-induced syncope. Syncope is just the word describing loss of consciousness, fainting. And it has been described as resulting from coughing, and very rarely resulting in coughing from a swallowing problem. So that it is conceivable that if this began with a coughing episode, what would amount to a fit of coughing, that can set off one of these vasovagal reactions and result in fainting.
So you think coughing could be, given what you know about the situation, part of this scenario?
I would wonder that whether he recalled coughing, but certainly if he did, that would be a likely scenario, that the food getting into the airway, resulting in coughing, and the coughing resulting in loss of consciousness.
Dr. Ravitch, this could be, with President Bush or anybody else that happens to, it could be simply a one-time thing that there it is and it would never come back?
Yes, it could be. I think you would want to know, somebody would want to go back with him and make sure there was nothing that suggested a more chronic swallowing problem, but in the absence of that, it very likely not to recur.
Dr. Ravitch, thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you.
William Ravitch, clinical director of the Swallowing Center at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, Maryland.